North Sound 1.
North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil & Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.
Hi, I'm John Millis. All next week, I'll be joining thousands of other people from Aberdeen and the northeast of Scotland and all over the world for Offshore Europe 2015. We're live daily on North Sound 1 between 10 and 2, chatting to those who matter in the industry at a crucial stage in its lifespan. And we'll also have a daily podcast rounding up everything that's happened at the exhibition and conference each day. Ahead of that, though, thanks for checking out a preview. Coming up, Hope and Robbie from North Sound 1 News with the big stories as we head into the biggest week in the calendar for the industry. We'll hear from Charles Woodburn, CEO of Expro and the technical chairman of Offshore Europe 2015. James Gregg, the CEO of Motive Offshore, one of the event's 300-plus new exhibitors in 2015. And Brenda Wiley, Northern North Sea and West of Shetland Area Manager of the Oil and Gas Authority. Plus, we're finding out more from the people who pull something like Offshore Europe together. Don't forget, all the info you need and the news from Offshore Europe as it happens, northsound1.com/offshore.
North Sound 1.
North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil and Gas.
I sat down with the Chancellor George Osborne when he visited Maersk to welcome the news of the approval of the Culzean gas field.
Well, this is a great day for the North Sea after a lot of difficult news because of the fall in the oil price. But what I see today with this big investment in this new field, the Culzean field, £3 billion of investment, 6,000 jobs supported, is one very clear message, which is that the North Sea has a great future and people are investing in it. I've just been in a meeting with the companies involved, three companies, BP, Maersk, and a Japanese investor, and all three said to me very clearly, this wouldn't have happened without the investment allowances that the government has put in place. And look, I'm going to say this, the call for help went up from the industry as the oil price started to fall, and we responded. This tax allowance was only announced a few months ago, and here it has helped support a massive multi-billion pound investment right here in Aberdeen. It's good news.
So obviously this isn't going to be in production until 2019, which might not be enough time to save the North Sea. What can be done between then?
Well, look, the good news is we've got projects coming on that were invested in a few years ago. As anyone knows, when you see one of these enormous oil or gas platforms, they take years to build, years to install. And the really exciting news is that, yes, there is going to be work for the next generation. The fact it's coming on in 2019, I don't take as a bad sign. I take as a good sign that the industry's got a long-term future. And by the way, when this platform is up and running, it's going to be producing 5% of the entire UK's gas production. Or to put it another way, as someone was just reminding me now, more than all the gas that Denmark consumes. So it's a huge project, and it, as people here in Aberdeen and the Northeast know, it's not just in these big companies like Maersk or BP, it's all of the supply chain, the contractors, the local hotel industry here and catering industry. Everyone gets the benefit when one of these really big fields gets developed.
Let's look ahead then to Offshore Europe itself. The biggest exhibition of its kind in this hemisphere kicks off on Tuesday morning. But what can we expect in 2015? Gareth Rapley is the exhibition manager of SPE Offshore Europe.
There's so many things to look forward to as part of Offshore Europe next week. We have a free-to-attend conference programme which has about 75 hours worth of free learning. That has a theme of inspiring the next generation. And as part of our opening plenary on Tuesday, we'll have Professor Brian Cox coming to speak. We're also delighted to be working with UKTI on a number of international market briefings they'll be doing, looking at countries such as Brazil, Mexico, Nigeria, to name but a few, and help companies export out to those markets. We're also going to have an investors forum on Wednesday during next week, which will be looking at how some SMEs can get involved with financing their upcoming projects. We'll have our dedicated deep water zone again, looking at the challenges in the area of deep water E&P, which will showcase a number of exhibitors with their products and services and also a theatre. And we've got more new companies at the exhibition and just generally more exhibitors than ever before at Offshore Europe next week.
What new companies and technologies can we expect to see on the exhibition floor?
Well, we have over 300 plus new companies at the exhibition this year, and they're coming from across the supply chain. So from your SMEs, startup businesses right up to large contractors in the offshore industry. So we've got a great range of new companies that will be participating. And what we're already starting to see, which is fantastic, is lots of details coming through relating to product launches. So there should be lots of new technologies moving the industry forward and also looking at new cost efficiency technology on the exhibition floor. And we've also got over 400 companies participating that will be covering drilling and completions, and 700 companies that will be looking at production and operations.
Okay, so obviously there's a large range of companies involved in it. What will be the extent of the international participation this year?
Well, we're delighted, again, to reflect the global nature of the industry, to have a large international presence, both on the exhibition floor and from our visitors. We have exhibitors coming from 44 different countries, and as part of this, we have 33 national and international pavilions. And some of these are closer to home in countries like Norway, Italy, the Netherlands, but we also have them from further afield in countries such as Nigeria, Malaysia, USA, Canada. So there's a broad mix on the exhibition floor of the internationals. But what's also great to highlight is we've got visitors coming from over 120 countries, and at the moment they're making up 17% of our registrations.
I know people are asked to register online to attend the event. Can people still turn up if they haven't registered already?
Absolutely. We recommend that people register in advance of the show. It helps them to pre-plan their time at the event and also helps to gain quicker access when they do arrive on site, but they are welcome to register when they do get to the show. We'll also be running a large number of shuttle buses from around Aberdeen City and Shire, so people can go onto the website and find out more information about how to utilise these free shuttle buses.
Charles Woodburn is the CEO of Expro and is the technical chairman of this year's Offshore Europe.
Oh, it is a very challenging environment that we find ourselves in. With oil prices as they are at the low levels, North Sea is a mature basin. You know, much of the easy oil has already been found, and it's also a relatively speaking high-cost environment in which to operate with respect to, you know, challenging conditions offshore. Some reservoirs are hot and high pressure, and as a result, it does make it a high-cost environment. So obviously very sensitive to the current drop in oil prices. But all that being said, you know, we know that the business will recover, that as with the oil prices at the current levels and the pullback in investments, that there will be you know, a correction in terms of supply and demand, and ultimately the business will recover as it always does. That doesn't make it easy. But, you know, certainly we know that it will turn around, and the need for talent in our business going forward is absolutely, you know, will be as strong as it's ever been in years to come.
How does your technical program respond to the current challenges facing the industry?
Well, I think our technical program, you know, much like the conference theme, you know, we put this together actually before the oil price dropped. But the technical program, what we tried to do was, you know, cover sort of all, you know, relevant aspects of, you know, the field development and indeed right the way through to, you know, end of life and decommissioning. So I'd say that, you know, it's still very relevant, you know, through the economic cycles that we see ourselves in. So themes like, you know, smarter and more efficient field development is you know, very relevant and just as relevant now as it was in a higher oil price environment. Maximizing recovery is another theme that in the technical program that is extremely relevant. You've got developing talent to meet demand. I mean, these are all themes that, you know, in a sense, they don't wane depending on the oil price. And I think, you know, we certainly try to keep that in mind as we set the conference themes, you know, when we did and in advance of the oil price drop, which, of course, none of us at the time could see coming around the corner.
You mentioned the theme there is inspire the next generation for Offshore Europe. So how do you think the programme kind of helps?
What we tried to do was to try and make the conference, you know, more accessible to young people than it's been in the past. I mean, the conference is a fantastic showcase for all of the new technologies that you know that we're working on, that the industry is capable of. And what we wanted to make sure is that, you know, people, you know, young people at the point of maybe deciding on career choices, subjects that they want to do can make use of the conference as a means to sort of see all the opportunities in terms of technology and the challenges that we face in a very open environment. And that's, I think, through the whole conference week, we've got a number of kind of additional events. Now, to be fair, there have always been some events targeted at younger people through the conference program. But what we try to do is just raise the profile of it. And for example, the schools program is new this year, whereby local schools, and by local I mean all the way out to Inverness, we have school groups coming in on the Wednesday and Thursday and having a sort of an overview of the business and kind of a guided tour with young graduates that are currently in the business, as kind of a means to really make the absolute best use of this wonderful conference and exhibition to show people what it is that we do.
North Sound One.
North Sound One Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil and Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.
Harry Vamadevan is the Regional Director of DNVGLs. He discusses how companies need to adjust to the current downturn.
What do you think is the importance of offshore Europe, especially in, what is now quite a difficult climate?
Yeah, no, I think offshore Europe is critical in reminding ourselves how important the oil and gas sector is to the UK, and it provides an ideal forum to discuss the industry's challenges and opportunities. It only occurs once every 2 years, and we have the entire world's oil and gas industry focused on Aberdeen. So it represents the perfect opportunity sort of to bring together the industry, debate the key issues, profile the UK capability to an international audience, and remind ourselves there's still a very significant industry on our doorstep, even if the times are very challenging.
I mean, what's your thoughts on the situation right now in the North Sea? Obviously, the oil price has dropped dramatically. Even in the last few weeks, it's gone down even further. Are you confident in the future of the North Sea?
Perhaps before we talk a little bit about the future, I would just say it's worth remembering that in the last 3 years, we've seen record capital investment going in to the North Sea, and this year production is actually at an all-time high for 15 years. However, there is absolutely no question that we're feeling the pain, and at DNVGL we're feeling the pain from the oil price correction and the backdrop of a 15% reduction in that capital expenditure and a 25% cut in operating expenditure does provide an incredibly difficult backdrop. I think in terms of looking to the future, we've got to get back to the basics, and that is that our objective is still the same. We need to deliver oil and gas that the world needs in a safe and sustainable manner, but we need to recognize the industry has changed and we need to evolve because there's almost a new normal. And looking forward, we need to be ready for a sort of sustained period of low oil price. It's going to be volatile, but it's going to be kind of $60 plus or minus $10. And I think it's important we don't overreact when it falls, as you've just said, when it falls below $50, and that we don't cut back too hard. But at the same time, we don't make the same mistake we've made before, which is to get too carried away when the oil price recovers. At DNVGL, we think we're ready to play our part in what we call the new normal, and that needs a lot more focus on innovation and standardization as the key elements to reducing cost.
Brenda Wiley is a Northern North Sea and West of Shetland Area Manager of the Oil and Gas Authority.
So it's a big week coming up next week, offshore Europe. How do you feel going into it?
Offshore Europe being in Aberdeen is a fantastic opportunity to get together with operators and supply chain to share in a wealth of experience, and very much looking forward to the event.
Obviously, maximising the economic recovery from the North Sea is a very important challenge just now. What do you think are the measures that kind of need to be addressed in order to achieve this?
Well, the concept has been discussed within industry since Sir Ian Wood published his report back in February 2014. And really, in order to achieve maximising recovery, there's three main elements to this as I see it. In the recommendations put forward by Sir Ian Wood, he talks about establishing a new independent regulator and a stronger tripartite relationship with industry, government and the regulator. So I see those as kind of government-driven actions, and certainly there's strong evidence that those have been met with the establishment of the Oil and Gas Authority and also the recent budget announcements with the government offering some tax relief and putting up some money for industry seismic. The regulator's perspective then, there were recommendations around enhanced stewardship and regional strategies that help to deliver an MER solution. And again, the OGA have been working and will roll with some of these thoughts processes out during Offshore Europe, so you can visit our stand for that. The final part of maximising recovery comes from industry itself, and we really need commitment from industry to collaborate, working in a new and fresh manner in order to break down some commercial misalignments that exist in the UKCS and help solve issues rather than block them.
It's been quite a difficult, trying time for the North Sea just now. A lot of people very nervous to see what's going to happen. What do you think is the future outlook?
I think the North Sea Basin still has a lot to offer. The hydrocarbons are there. It's just that it takes a bit more of a challenge to get them to surface in a cost-effective way. So we need some new technology, some new thinking is required. I think the future looks challenging, but exciting.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget, we are live Tuesday morning at the start of Offshore Europe. You can come and find us. We're in Hall 5 at Stand 5A102. That's 5A102. We'd love to see you at Offshore Europe. And don't forget to download the podcast daily. NorthSound1.com/offshore. Thanks for listening.
North Sound One Energy. Offshore Europe Special with GE Oil and Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.